All right, let's jump into this. Our source today is a kid's story. Mission Monkeys, Roller Coaster of Lees, really aimed at younger kids. But we're not just reading it. We're kind of dissecting it, looking at how it's built, almost like a blueprint for teaching kids without them really noticing.
Exactly. It's pretty fascinating, actually, how it weaves in these, you know, basic learning skills, things like patterns, counting. But it's all wrapped up in this fun game. So our job here really is to pull back the curtain, look past the cute monkeys and the autumn leaves, and see what learning goals are really in there and how it works for, what, kids age 3 to 8.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to look at it. It's more than just a story. It's structured to make learning part of the fun, something you have to do to get to the next cool bit. So the setting is Whirlywind Woods, bright fall day. And the big attraction is this roller coaster of leaves.
Mm-hmm. And the core idea gets set up right away, which is smart. There's this talking scarecrow running the ride, and he lays down the main rule, this coaster. It's powered by learning. It won't budge unless the monkeys and, you know, the kid listening solve these little leaf puzzles.
And you get that great character moment immediately. Meek, who's all about the food, he just blurts out, "I thought this was a snack ride," which is perfect, right? It kind of voices what a kid might be thinking.
Oh, totally. It acknowledges that, yeah, sometimes you just want the fun without the work, but the story makes it clear you got to use your brain a bit first. The fun comes after the thinking.
Okay, so let's quickly touch on the monkeys themselves,
yeah,
the team. Because they aren't just random characters, they each have a sort of role, don't they?
They really do. It's quite deliberate. You've got Mila, who's presented as the logical one, good with the puzzles. Then there's Milo. He's the super energetic one, always ready to go.
Right. And Mia. She's the calmer one, good with patterns, maybe listening closely. And then me again. Kind of silly. Loves snacks, maybe messes up sometimes. Always presses the wrong button, this story says. But he's part of the team, too.
Yeah, and that's key, isn't it? It shows that teamwork is important. And everyone contributes differently. You don't all have to be the brainy one. And their different skills are needed for the challenges. To get the coaster going, they need to solve 3 types of puzzles. Figuring out leaf patterns, finishing rhymes, and doing some simple counting.
This is where it gets really interesting from our perspective, analyzing the structure. We don't need to dwell on the answers themselves, maybe. But let's look at the type of thinking each puzzle demands. First up is the leaf pattern challenge.
Yeah, this one's about visual logic, basic sequencing. They see a pattern of leaves, maple oak, and they need to figure out what's next. It's simple, but the way it's presented is clever.
You mean how Mila actually asks the listener for help? She says something like, "Hey friends, can you figure it out?"
Exactly that. It pulls the listener right in, makes them active. And the reward, solve the pattern and whoosh, the coaster moves. That immediate feedback, you did the thinking, now here's the fun movement, that's really effective reinforcement. Classic positive feedback loop.
Okay, I see that connection. Mm-hmm. Thinking leads directly to fun. What about the second puzzle, the rhyming riddle? They get to another point and leave swirl into words.
Mm. This one shifts gears. It's about sounds, phonological awareness, which is crucial for learning to read. The riddle is simple. I see a cat wearing a hat. The listener needs to come up with hat.
Just a basic rhyme. Easy enough for young kids.
Right. But solving it has a really fun payoff described in the story. The coaster giggled and spun through a spiral loop.
Oh, nice. So the reward is really active and sensory again. It links that language skill, the rhyming, directly to excitement.
Yeah, and it's not just about getting the answer right. It's about applying that rule, the rhyming rule.
Yeah.
The story rewards using the skill. You get the fun ride because you figured out the rhyme. It links the effort to the fun.
Okay, that makes sense. And the last one, the counting crunch. They go into a tunnel, leaves everywhere, glowing numbers.
Yep, and the numbers are 2, 4, 6, and then 2 blanks. So they need to figure out what comes next. This one's about numbers, obviously. Skip counted by 2s, which is, you know, a step towards multiplication later on.
And this is where Mick, the snack guy, pipes up again, saying he left his brain somewhere.
Ah, yeah. I think I left my brain in the banana basket. It adds humor, but it also lets another monkey, Milo, I think, step in and remind everyone they're counting by 2s. So it shows teamwork again, helping each other remember.
Gotcha. So they figure out it's 8 and 10. And the reward for this one.
This is the big finale for the challenges. The coaster bursts out of the tunnel in a crunchy confetti blast of leaves. It's described as the most exciting reward.
Which makes sense, because maybe counting by 2s is the hardest task for some kids in that age range.
Could be. The story definitely seems to match the level of reward to the perceived difficulty of the task. Hardest puzzle, biggest leaf explosion.
Okay, so we've walked through the challenges. If we step back now, thinking about someone designing learning activities, what are the main skills being taught here, wrapped up in this roller coaster ride?
Well, first, definitely pattern recognition. Seeing sequences, predicting what comes next. That was the maple and oak leaves. Second, phonological awareness. Hearing and making rhymes like cat and hat, super important for reading.
Okay, patterns and sounds. What else?
Third is basic numeracy, specifically skip counting, understanding that number sequence, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, it builds that foundation. And fourth, which is maybe easy to overlook but really important, is listening and teamwork. They have to listen to the rules, work together, even listen to the audience, you, the listener, for help.
That's a neat package. Patterns, rhymes, counting, and teamwork all needed to make the roller coaster go.
Yeah.
But let me push back slightly on the reward thing. You mentioned positive reinforcement. Is there a danger that kids only learn to do these things for the reward? Like, only do the puzzle if there's a confetti blast at the end? Does the story address the idea of, liking the challenge itself?
That's a really fair question. It's always a balancing act with rewards. But I think the story does a couple of things here. First, some characters, like Mila and Mia, seem to genuinely enjoy figuring things out. They model that enjoyment. And second, look at the very end, how the ride finishes.
Right, they reach the end, the Fall Festival finish line. What happens there?
The Scarecrow congratulates them, but notice what he congratulates them for. He doesn't say, "Wow, wasn't that confetti blast great?" He says they powered the ride with brains and teamwork. So the story itself points back to the effort, the thinking, the collaboration as the real achievement.
Ah, I see. So it shifts the focus at the end.
Yeah.
And what about Meek? Does he get his snack?
He does. He gets a jelly-covered leaf snack. But crucially, he gets it after he helped with the counting. So even the reluctant one gets a reward, but it's tied to his participation. It wasn't just handed out.
Okay, so the learning itself, the brains and teamwork, is framed as the real success factor. The snack is just a bonus earned through taking part.
Pretty much, yeah. It really emphasizes the value of working together and using your head. It's a great little example of what people call gamification, taking skills that might seem boring, like practicing patterns or counting, and making them part of an exciting challenge where you want to succeed.
Definitely more engaging than a worksheet. The Mission Monkeys really did need all their skills and each other to get that roller coaster of leaves moving.
It does make you think, doesn't it? We've seen how this simple story uses narrative, interactivity, and immediate rewards to make learning feel like play. So maybe something for you to consider is, could this apply elsewhere? Think about a basic skill or maybe even a slightly boring task in your own world. How could you break it down, add some kind of challenge or collaboration, maybe small rewards to make learning or doing it feel more, well, more like powering your own roller coaster?
Huh. I like that. Maybe I need a confetti blast for finishing my emails. That's a great thought to leave us with. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the Mission Monkeys and their leafy adventure. Thanks for joining us today. We'll catch you on the next one.